This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. You're back in Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I don't like to talk too much about other people's marriages, you know, especially with these celebrity Hollywood power couples. Let them have their privacy. Let them do their thing. The problem is this headline is involving Tom Brady and his wife Giselle. And so obviously people think I'm involved because Tom Brady has a crush on me. Now, some of you are like, whoa. There is no way Tom Brady has a crush on you. Yes, I think he does. I think he does. I mean, just look at the signs. One is, when he retired, I was like, no. I was like, no. You got to go back. We need you. He went back. When I spoke about how everybody needs to eat healthy, he turned around and ate healthy. When I'm watching the game and I am screaming, yell, throw the ball. He throws it. I mean, I'm in his life. There's no way I'm not. And I don't want to think that they would be possibly breaking up because of me. I'm married. I'm happily married. And even though Tom Brady is the GOAT, and I still think he's sexy as anything, and I can just look at him and watch him all day, I'm married, and I love my husband. So I need Tom Brady to stay with his wife. I don't need the temptation. I don't need Tom calling me up going, all right, Dahlia, I'm free. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know? Then I'd be like, yeah, it's just going to be too difficult, way too difficult. I need Tom Brady married. The only way he and I could have this somehow spiritual love affair is if we're both in our own marriages doing our own thing. But it is fascinating to see how this power couple is kind of going through some very similar issues that any of us non-GOATs or supermodels go through. And I was very skeptical that there was all this sensationalism and headlines about, well, Giselle doesn't want him to play football anymore. She wants him home. The average celebrity isn't home. They're on tour, or they're making movies, or they're doing whatever, or they're golfing, and they're on vacation. So, apparently, the latest rumor is Giselle, his wife, is upset that she's always home with the kids, and she wants her husband home with the kids helping out. Now, I don't really see Tom Brady in pseudo-retirement home with the kids. They're rich. They have chefs. They probably have nannies. I'm sure there's tons of family and friends that are hanging out because who wouldn't want to hang out at their house? So I sincerely doubt it's one of those things where, you know, she's in an apron, she's holding the baby, she's got two kids grabbing at her skirt while she's trying to, you know, stir the soup, waiting for husband to come home, who just wants to come home and have a beer and, you know, watch football. I sincerely doubt that's what the situation is. So my guess is Tom Brady might not be the easiest person to live with. Now, okay, he is the easiest person to look at. I think she videotaped him standing there brushing his teeth in his underwear. I don't think he was in tidy whities because otherwise I'd be turned off. And I'm sure that's got to be very, very difficult to try to get through your day and have your husband run around who's so sexy in his underwear. You know, I'd be like, go to work. I'm not going to get anything done. But maybe when you don't eat carbs, you know, and you have to eat whatever his very strict diet is. Not that I'm the one that got him on it. All I'm saying is he listened to my show, and when I said we all need to eat healthier, he was like, Dr. Dahlia is so right, and she's so beautiful. I really wish I could date her. So, and then he changed his diet. He changed his diet after I talked about eating healthy. There's no way it's not related. So, apparently, the rumor is Giselle got so mad when he went back to work that he went to Costa Rica. She went to Costa Rica, and wouldn't it be nice to, after having a fight with your husband, to go to Costa Rica? When I have a fight with my husband, I just go into the bathroom. There's really no other place to go. I mean, I might go to the living room. I don't know, but she gets to go to Costa Rica when she's mad at him. So I, you know, maybe she wanted to get as far away from his, you know, passing yardage. I don't know. But I do not think they're headed for divorce. Everybody says he is. You know, he's got kids with her. They look happy. He needs her. You know, I think she is one of the reasons why he is as successful as he is. Because she's in the stands going, oh, yay, look at her. You know, and I need him because I've put money on the Bucks to win. In my Survivor pool, I have the Bucks and the Bills. I'm really expecting them to have some longevity, and I am expecting the Bucks to take it all the way home to the Super Bowl. So I need Tom Brady to do what he needs to do, and you know, so hopefully they get through this and all that. But you know, be careful with some of these rumors because it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And maybe she's in Costa Rica because it's the last weekend of summer. Maybe it's because she knows that football season's going to be rough, and there she's not going to see her husband much, and maybe she wanted to get some sun because, you know, she has to be home with the kids cooking and cleaning and ironing or whatever else people are saying she has to do. But when we do struggle in our marriages to come up with common ground, one thing I always recommend when I have couples that are struggling is make sure your goals are met. Whenever somebody has to feel like they have to sacrifice something or not be able to, you know, work or not be able to go after a career, that resentment brews. And the last thing you want is to turn what Tom Brady is, what, 42, 43 now? The last thing you want to do is be middle-aged and then say, you know what, I just needed to play one more season, or I needed to, you know, win one more Super Bowl. No wife is going to be able to get him to stop playing football. It's going to be him. And just like with any of our issues that we have in marriage, you know, if you're married to somebody who really, really wants to be with another woman, they're going to do it, okay? You're not going to be able to stop them. So, that's just the way it is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But I am here for Tom as a friend. I am here for Tom as a friend, no matter how much he begs me to be more than that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is interesting. One of my listeners sent me something a while back on the demographics of families, those who have kids, those who don't have kids, education, and how people might change politically. And being a mom, I talk a lot about parenting, I talk a lot about education, talk a lot about kids, we talk a lot about politics. I don't think my kids necessarily steered any of my political views. I've been pretty
consistent. You know, I love the environment, but I also love, you know, fiscally conservative values. I love a lot of social values. I love, you know, there's, I'm just so mixed. I on both sides, I have so, not mixed, but I have so many things I'm passionate about on either side that I'm really a mutt, and I'm comfortable with that. But one of my listeners had brought up if having kids make people more conservative. I would think paying taxes do. You know, if you're paying taxes and you're, you know, middle class, if you're upper middle class, if you're maybe middle class to upper middle class, you have employees, you're a small business owner, there might be more fiscally conservative advantages offered by one political party than another. But I don't particularly think that, you know, just based on where you live or your status or your, you know, necessarily has to be the steering, the steering compass. There's many people who live in California that are conservative. Many people that live in California that are Democrat. Just because the majority is doesn't mean, you know, somebody living there automatically commits them. People have asked about Catholicism, Judaism. Are they Republican or Democrat? I know Republican Jews and Democrat Jews. I know Republican Catholics, Democrat Catholics. But interestingly, a headline came up, and it reminded me of one of the things my listeners had brought up, saying that having children makes people more right-wing. Experts have found a link between having children and holding conservative values relating to social issues, such as abortion, immigration, sex, and national security. They say being more invested in parental care might make socially conservative policies more appealing. They say the study was led by Nicholas Carey, a researcher at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. They say differences in attitudes on social issues such as abortion, immigration, sex are hugely divisive. And understanding the origins is among the most important tasks facing human behavioral sciences. And so they say that they found evidence that both parenthood and parental care motivation are associated with increased social conservatism around the globe. So, you know, I'm mixed on that. So we have multiple family members in our wide family that are gay, transgender. I've always been friends and close to people who are LGBTQ. As far as I'm concerned, you know, they should have the same rights as anyone else. I'm surprised that that has even been an issue. But they say that once you have children, your attitudes on gay marriage changes. I don't know if I agree on that. I don't know if I agree with that. In terms of your attitudes towards abortion, I see how that could be. You know, you when there's this discussion, and I think people actually take the abortion discussion wrong. They take it the wrong way, or they take it to the wrong level, because the abortion issue is a lot more complex than we know. But many people, when the abortion issue is narrowed down to, is it a life or not? And you see people out there, what happened during the Roe v. Wade overturn? There were people stabbing, looking like they were pretending they were stabbing their stomachs or burning babies. They were these were people that were for Roe v. Wade to still stay the law of the land. That just doesn't make sense. And so the, you know, to argue that the fetus isn't a living being is an argument you're just not going to win. But if there's an argument on, you know, does the government have a right to intervene? Which, by the way, the Roe v. Wade overturn got rid of the federal government getting involved. The feds said, we don't get involved. But there's, like I said, with the abortion issue, many people who are pro-choice want the government involved. They want the government to say, look, you need to allow individuals to have it. But we have this mess with states, which we've had over the last 50 years as well, deciding when a fetus is alive and when we could abort it, whether it's first trimester, second, third. So I've talked about this. I think the issue is a lot more complex. But when we narrow it down to, you know, is a fetus a life and do we have to protect the life, I could see why individuals who have babies are like, whoa, I didn't realize what a blessing that was. I mean, this is a creature. I have, human beings in my house now. Whoa. It does. You know, and I think a lot of people who are pro-choice do understand that the fetus is a life. And they do understand that having an abortion is very traumatizing to the mom, traumatizing to the fetus, but they want to have politicians out of the choices of individuals and their reproductive rights. So it's a tough situation. You know, I mean, me as a doctor, you know, learning fetal medicine, you're not going to convince me that the fetus is not a life. But there is going to be debate on how the government gets involved. Right now it's a mess. It was even a mess before the Roe v. Wade overturned because, again, states were like, no, you could abort third trimester. No, we don't want you to abort second trimester. And so states already had different rules. So it might get resolved if we figure out how to prevent unwanted pregnancies. Preventing unwanted pregnancies, I think, is going to be the key. But that's just me. In terms of welfare benefits, if somebody has children, they may be less, I guess, inclined to have liberal welfare benefits. I don't really agree with that. I totally understand the WIC program and the program to feed kids. I don't know if I agree with that. But then national security. I think crime, national security, parental choice in education, parents being a part of the decision-making of a child having a medical procedure, I think those could be. And so, you know, the child autonomy in school and the child autonomy when it comes to transgender transitioning does seem to be a little bit inconsistent with the child autonomy to making it through a pregnancy. So I think, you know, we are kind of contradicting ourselves. You know, does mom as the parent have the choice if that fetus lives or dies? Does mom have the choice to, you know, what gender the child is? What does mom, you know, so I think we're struggling. And many people say, well, so what side is this? For example, are we supposed to be conserving energy right now or are we supposed to be going electric? We're going to be talking about that in a few. People are confused. I mean, in multiple states, like we're really taxing the grid. We have heat waves. It's getting hotter. We got global warming. Cut down on your electricity. Don't be charging your electric vehicles. But then on the other end, we're hearing that multiple states wants us to move to electric vehicles. We're kind of contradicting ourselves. Those are things that are going to be an issue. So, you know, with kids, having kids, I don't think necessarily, I think those who, you know, have democratic values or liberal values are going to still stay liberal. Those who have, you know, conservative values still stay conservative. But I do think that if a parent, you know, does have their child to birth, carry that child to birth, raises that child, they might have different thinking and different attitudes towards, you know, crime, towards national security, towards parents being involved, towards what kids are learning in school, and then of course where their tax dollars are going. I'm sure a lot of people were really upset at the stories that baby formula was in short supply, but it had to be shipped. And understandably so, we had babies that were starving coming over the border, but why aren't we doing a better job at our border, such that we don't have to have children within America struggling and starving and not being able to get the formula because we just aren't calculating things right. We're not managing. So it just takes some leadership. So it's an interesting thought process. I don't know if I'm an interesting theory. I don't know if I'm completely, you know, sold on that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Consumer Price Index for August rose 0.1% for the month, despite predictions of a slight decline. On the year-over-year basis, the CPI jumped 8.3%. King Charles III is in Belfast, Northern Ireland, as part of his tour of the United Kingdom following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Addressing local leaders, King Charles spoke about the Queen's affection for Ireland.
I'm here today at a time of great personal sorrow as we mark the death of my beloved mother after a life most faithfully dedicated to the duty to which she had been called.
A Twitter whistleblower is continuing to testify before a Democratic-led Senate Judiciary Committee. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I see y'all out there ordering your footlongs and eating the whole thing, or dumping half a bottle of Tabasco on your food, or doing your shots. And what I also see are patients, the majority of them, taking some sort of antacid or proton pump inhibitor. And as I've said multiple times, we have an epidemic of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Well, we got to do something about it. So, joining us next is Dr. John Pandolfino, Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine, to kind of share some tips, treatment options, and talk to us about what Northwestern Medicine is doing to help fight GERD. Dr. Pandolfino, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
Man, so I, it almost seems to be everybody and their mother seems to be struggling with GERD. Talk to us about some of the symptoms and what that is.
Yeah, so if you look at the data, you know, up to a third of Americans may have gastroesophageal reflux disease complications or symptoms. And really what GERD is it's actually the movement of your stomach contents, which can contain acid, digestive enzymes, and food, from your stomach into your esophagus and your chest, and then maybe even your throat, and then your lungs. And because that reflux, that gastric content is irritating, filled with acid, it can irritate and injure the esophagus, the throat, and the lungs. And that's really what gastroesophageal reflux disease is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting because people will call in and or call telemedicine and say, I woke up today with a sore throat. I need an antibiotic. It's strep. Like, no, it could be acid. Or I have a cough. I need a Z-Pak. Could be the acid. And so I love also that you've kind of touched upon how some people might not even know they have GERD symptoms or they have GERD, but they're exhibiting symptoms.
Yeah, there's a lot of different symptoms that can be associated with GERD. In fact, one of the interesting things is there are some people who actually have chest pain that's just like a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get the burning. They actually get angina-type pain from the reflux. So it can mimic and mask other diseases, and it can present like other diseases. And I think some of the chronic cough patients that you see actually are patients who actually have reflux disease, and they just don't know it.
So true. So true. So what are some of the behaviors? I mean, I listed some. There's, you know, what are some of the behaviors you think are contributing to this?
Well, I certainly think weight gain is a big problem. We do know that if you gain 10 or 15 pounds, you can see reflux symptoms get worse. And the contrary is if you lose 10 or 15 pounds, you can see those reflux symptoms dramatically improve.
Mm-hmm.
There definitely are diets and certainly certain types of foods that may make reflux worse, foods that delay the stomach from emptying, foods that might slightly increase acid, and foods that actually may make the lower esophageal sphincter muscle, which is one of the components of that anti-reflux barrier that prevents reflux, there are some foods that can make that weaker.
So true. So, you know, people, they turn to medications, they'll try and drink some milk, they'll self-treat, but you and your team at Northwestern Medicine has been working on treatment options. Can you talk to us about some of those?
Yeah, so we run the gamut. We perform a precision medicine approach while personalizing the care for everybody. And some of these treatments, you know, can range from specific lifestyle modifications, but one of the things we've been working on is this idea that there is a relationship between the brain and the gut, and if you're having some stress, you have some underlying visceral anxiety, that if we can treat some of those symptoms, your reflux and your GI symptoms actually get better. So one of the things that we've been pioneering at Northwestern is this gut-brain interaction and using things like cognitive behavioral therapy and hypnosis to treat reflux symptoms. Now, on the other side of that, we also do appreciate, though, that reflux is an anatomical and physiologic problem, and we've developed very sophisticated tests to show the exact cause of that particular problem. And when we understand why patients get this, then we can actually target the therapy with maybe an endoscopic approach or a surgical approach.
Mm-hmm. It's multifaceted, it's complex, but it's fantastic that you guys are making treatments, because we have for years, especially me in primary care, we could just go to there were surgeries and things that could be done, but the average person would just be living on PPIs. What are some of the risks to being on these medications long term?
Yeah, so the proton pump inhibitors as a class have been around for a pretty long time. Overall, very safe medicine, but certainly when you change the pH in the body, you're going to change some of the absorption of vitamins and nutrients. You'll also create scenarios sometimes in some people where certain bacteria will increase. So being on a medicine that changes pH is going to have some side effects. And for me, I think the most important things are if you have a change in your bowel habits when you start a PPI, you should let your doctor know, your primary care doctor know. They may want to try you on some probiotics. And certainly if you are on a restrictive diet, like say, for instance, you're a vegan, you want to make sure that you're getting appropriate vitamin supplementation. So you really have to be careful with a lot of that.
So true. We're speaking to Dr. John Pandolfino, Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine. So oftentimes people will maybe follow the directions on the box, going, well, if I've been on this medication for more than a week or two, I better consult a physician. When do you recommend people recognize that their GERD is chronic or severe and need to reach out, let's say, to one of your team members at Northwestern or anybody else in your field?
Yeah, so I think if you have typical GERD symptoms like heartburn, regurgitation, or chest pain after meals, I think it's important to see your primary care doctor and then eventually a gastroenterologist. If you're having those symptoms, you know, 1 to 2 times per week, maybe 2 to 3 times per week, I think it's important. Similarly, I think if you have symptoms of hoarseness, laryngitis, chronic cough, and those type of symptoms, and you don't seem to be getting better with treatments focused on allergies and asthma, you know, those are instances where you should also see your primary care doctor and maybe a gastroenterologist to rule out reflux. There is this very small risk of having esophageal cancer develop in the context of reflux, mm-hmm. and we're always very cautious about that. And that's why I think that if you have these symptoms, it's important to talk to your primary care doctor. They'll decide whether or not you need to be screened. And if you're screened, we can almost guarantee you that you're never going to get esophageal cancer or die of esophageal cancer, because the best thing you can do is to get screened.
It's so true. And also, you know, as you touched upon earlier, many people might think it's just heartburn, but they could actually be having angina. They could actually be having pancreatitis. They could be having gastric cancer, esophageal cancer. So for peace of mind, don't self-diagnose, oh, this is just heartburn, because sometimes there's things that can mimic GERD when it's not.
Yes, exactly. And I think, you know, if you treat someone with a proton pump inhibitor and they have a gastric cancer, they may actually feel better because you've gotten rid of the acid that's irritating that cancer ulcer. So certainly if you've been on a PPI and you've had to take a PPI and you can't stop that PPI, you certainly should be evaluated by your doctor.
Agreed. So in the last minute or so, what else would you like to share with my listeners?
Well, I think, once again, remember that reflux is an important disease and you have to recognize it. But you also need to recognize that enjoying a meal with your family is also very important. And one of the things that I like to really harp on is that if you have reflux, really work with a doctor that's going to personalize your treatment, because you don't need to have blanket treatments and everyone be on a medicine. There are options for everybody, and a personalized approach is the way to go.
I love it. How can people find out more information?
Well, they certainly can contact us at our website, www.nm.org. And if you go to that website and pop in GERD, you will be taken to our webpage. And on our webpage, you can actually interact with a self-assessment tool, which is a GERD bot, which is a digital platform that actually stratifies your risk and gets you connected with the right provider.
I love it. Dr. John Pandolfino, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as a physician, I am very concerned that if I ever need to convey something to the public, or public officials need to, or the CDC, that people are going to say, well, blow it out your ear. You were wrong in the past. You didn't make sense. You're inconsistent, hypocritical. Why should we listen? Which is why I've always tried to be as consistent. I've been honest. And I've said, look, guys, this is how I feel about masks. This is why I think they work, but why they won't work entirely. Why I think the vaccines work, but why vaccines will not make you 100% immune natural immunity will play a role. And, mind you, I'm sure some public officials wanted me to just follow everything they were saying, but I knew that when the truth did come out and science caught up or somebody finally read the science, they would realize that those of us doctors that were being honest with our patients going, look, it's not just cut and dry. It's not just black and white. There's gray. And within the gray is where most of our truth and science lies. So here we are now with energy conservation. We have millions and millions of Americans, more each year. Our population is growing, whether it's from us reproducing or from people coming in. And we have an infrastructure that was never adequate for that. As temperatures are rising and we are getting heat waves and we are in some pretty, pretty bad heat right now, millions of Americans are asked to conserve energy. In my neck of the woods, we are. You wouldn't be able to tell from the strip, but that's okay. You know, we're told to not charge our electric vehicles, I think, between 5 and 8. California has been asked to, look, voluntarily, guys, cut back, because if not, there's going to be the rolling blackouts. So while this message, and a lot of people are fine with that, they're on board with that. They're like, look, you know, we can't have homes where the refrigerator goes out and somebody's insulin can't stay cool, or, you know, you have somebody that is vulnerable from a health standpoint and then now has to lose their air conditioning or lose their heating. So I think you could get most of the public on board with conserving energy. But this follows, we're going to go electric. We're going electric. This mixed messaging is not the right way to go. I am a fan of protecting the environment. I am a fan of not being reliant on other countries for fuel. I am a fan of starting to shift some of the burden that our vehicles and transportation have to be more open to electrical. I just don't think it should be this black and white where we're going all electric. No more new cars. No new cars are going to be allowed to be made unless they're electric. These extremes not only screw us over from a logistical standpoint and even from a political standpoint, because then you look dumb, but from a public support and public enthusiasm standpoint, I think many individuals think of the idea of electric cars are cool. And I think they think that this could be our way to more energy independence. But they're also smart, thinking, what's going to happen to our electrical grid? What's going to happen to our electricity? And what happens if we don't have enough? And what if I have a dead battery? And we are all very well versed and even traumatized by being out of battery when our phone is out. Or, who knows? And anything of ours, when the battery runs out, it's traumatizing. So the public is like, so what is it? Is it conserving energy or is it buying electric? And again, public officials do this all the time, just like with the abortion issue and school issue, as we mentioned before. So if parents are supposed to be the ones that make the choice of the baby being born or not, don't they also get to have a say in education or in a child's, you know, medical decision making to transition? Do parents have a right for that child to be born, but not have a right to at least be in the room when the child is making a decision that can affect them the rest of their lives? What is it? When are the parents involved? When aren't they? And this mixed messaging, I don't care if you're right or left, just have some consistency. The my body, my choice. Nobody knows now which, when you say my body, my choice, does that have to do with the vaccine mandate or does that have to do with abortion? It's so conflicting. And I'm not saying that the right and the left need to get, you know, just their story straight, because I think the healthiest voter is the one that understands there's a bunch of sides to things and doesn't just vote because that's the way they were brought up 40, 50 years ago. But we have a power grid problem. We have an air conditioning problem. We may have a heating problem. We have blackout problems. We've been saying this for years when people were pushing, we got to go electric, we got to go electric. We have a car fire problem, whether it's fuel or electric. We have an issue where firefighters do struggle to get electric car fires in control. And we're still wondering if many people who have died in some of these car wrecks recently, were they electric vehicles that caused them to sustain severe burns? Again, I don't think we've had any clarification on Ann Hetch's car, where tragically she suffered severe burns, severe hypoxia, ended up needing to be intubated, going into a coma, and then dying. And they said it took over an hour to extinguish that fire when the car hit the house. So we have a lot of questions. And if the American public thinks that the government is not using common sense and is not taking things into account and doing things methodically, they're going to not believe them. They're not going to be on board. Now, I understand Gavin Newsom has elections coming up. Biden has, we got the midterms coming up, and then whether he reruns. Trump, I understand that elections steer political policy, but it shouldn't, not when it's this big. So when you're asking people to not charge their electric car and to not use appliances and to power down, or to maybe shut the house down and hang out with other individuals so you guys only have, you know, where you can alternate air conditioning one day or the next, that is telling us we have a serious issue with our power grids. And to tell me, well, the government will fix it, we're going to fix it, we passed trillions of dollars to fix it, we need plan B. Americans aren't stupid. What do we do if there's a disaster that happens to our farms? What do we do if there's a disaster that happens or there's an earthquake? What's our plan B? What do we do if there's wildfires? What do we do if there's water shortages? We need plan B. Plan B and having, you know, common sense policies never involves it's just this way or nothing. Now, what the government can do is incentivize electric vehicles. They can incentivize electric vehicle manufacturing. They can incentivize electric vehicle sales. They could incentivize, tax incentives. There's a lot they could do. But to say you're not going to be able to buy a fuel car later is frightening. And it seems to be very, I don't want to use a word that they use a lot on TV, but it seems to be very, very controlling and not very American. And so I would suggest, based on what we're dealing with now with energy conservation, to just, you know, have a little bit more of a flexible plan for us to move forward in the future. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you. are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.